was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
The droids are clean, the vaporizers are patched, and the speeder's fueled. It's time to pick up some blue milk and power converters. You're listening to Toshi Station Radio, brought to you by the Solo Sound Network. Here are your hosts for the snarkiest podcast in Star Wars and geek culture, Brian and Nancy.
From the outskirts of Anchorhead and on the shores of the Great Chott Flats, you're listening to Toshi Station Radio, the bright center in the universe for all things Star Wars and geek culture. I'm your host, Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Nancy.
Hello.
On today's episode, we are live from Seattle and flying from the seat of our pants. We're about to get started, so sit back, grab some power converters, and enjoy the show. So yes, we are live from Seattle.
And I just have to say that Brian just pointed at me when it was my turn to say hello. It's my turn to say hello. I don't say it every single week.
I mean, we've only done this 42 times now, including us 42 times. I mean, I have to be concerned that this show might accidentally fall off the rails.
But we're sitting across from each other now, so this is going to be weird, because the last time we did the podcast together, we were sitting next to each other, so I'm just going to laugh at you the entire time, probably.
Don't you already laugh at me the entire time we're doing a podcast?
Yeah, but I'm laughing to myself.
All right, moving on. So, Nancy, what is new on the blog since the last time we podcasted?
Bria's Waru Express visited Return of the Jedi, and now she gets to read other books.
Yes, it is now Amnesty Week for Bria, in which she gets to read things other than Expanded Universe novels.
Yes, and she's reading Mage Worlds and tweeting about it, to which I am going, I know!
Bria's in the chat, the live stream chat right now. And remember, every week we do live stream this podcast recording, and to quote Bria, thank God.
Yes. And I'm just going to say that after you read Major Worlds, when you go back to the EU, you're going to be really disappointed.
I do hope you're starting back on a good novel, at least in the EU. Or would it be...
It would be Tears of Bakura.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. But then you get to read Mindor after that.
Oh, yeah. So one good book and then one great book.
Yes.
So
you won't be you probably won't be disappointed until you get to New Jedi Order or Crystal Star.
This is true, yes. Oh, Crystal Star.
And Shane discussed the end of the Memory of Light series and is now having post-traumatic mega-series disorder. Poor Shane.
That's probably akin to what we all felt when Harry Potter ended.
Yeah, less for me, because I only got into it at the very end.
True. I think Shane's been with it since nearly the beginning.
It was pretty much how I felt during the midnight showing of Revenge of the Sith. As the credits roll, I just sat there staring
at
the screen going, it's over. There will never be another Star Wars movie ever.
Fast forward to October of 2012.
Yes. Oh, so we did stuff other than...
Yeah, so let's go ahead and slide into Fixer's Flash, where we discuss what our geeky pursuits have been of late. And as per usual, we start with Nancy.
Well, Bria was very happy to find... Well, Bria and Emily were very happy that I finished Scoundrels and could talk about it with them. And Brian is still not finished with Scoundrels. So.
I've got 80 pages left. So, I know I'm the slowest reader on the staff.
So we can't talk to him about it. So no spoilers. But it was fan-flippantastic. Bria says to throw things at you until you finish it.
Oh, crap. Nancy can actually do that.
Can do that. I can sit on the futon and just keep throwing things at your bed until you read it. But yes, it was excellent. And I kind of went, when I finished, so.
So Emily says that the ending of Scoundrels is right on par with Timothy Zahn's other great sci-fi adventure, The Icarus Hunt.
Yes. Actually, well, I don't know. They're similar. I don't want to say this one was more surprising because I was expecting it because it's a Zahn book, and I wasn't expecting anything in Icarus Hunt, but yeah.
Bit of a twist.
Yeah.
Now, it's a good twist, not one of those M. Night Shyamalan, what the twists twist.
No, it's okay. Good. Hope we'll talk about it. Oh, we're not podcasting next week, but the week after that, we can do our round table.
I will be done with the book by then, and we'll have Bria and Emily on to do a bit of a round table discussion on Scoundrels.
Yes. In other news, I'm still writing, and I started reading a new chicklet novel, because in addition to sci-fi, I also read chicklet. And so far, it's fun. It's chicklet. I mean, it's I've Got Your Number by Sophie Kinsella, in case any of you enjoy chicklet, which you probably don't. And last night, we went to see Les Mis, and I'll let Brian talk about that. And tonight, we're going to watch X-Men First Class. Woo!
This is the first time I'm ever seeing X-Men First Class because for some reason you can't find a copy of this online anywhere. It's not streaming on Netflix, on Hulu, on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. You can't even buy a digital copy to watch.
Yeah, so either you have to just buy the Blu-ray or you have to have the DVD option on a Netflix. So yeah, so I pilfered my roommate's copy and we're going to watch it. It's going to be awesome. And yeah, Brian, your turn.
Yes, I'm still reading Scoundrels. It's good. It's really good. It's one of the best expanded universe novels I've read in, 10 years?
Yeah.
Maybe a decade. And yes, we did go see Les Mis last night. And for those keeping tabs at home, I cried 9 times.
And it was true. It's okay.
Yes. Oh, Bria in the chat is reminding me, if I'm watching X-Men First Class, the Emma Frost in the film is not actually Emma Frost. Because apparently January Jones is awful.
She is. She's terrible. That's why I can't stand Emma Frost, because that's really my only exposure to Emma Frost, is that movie.
See, this is my theory that we need to...
I'm putting my fingers crossing over them because Brian is attempting to give me a comic.
Let's see, there's volume 2.
No!
And here's volume...
Damn it. Brian can actually give me comics to read now. Just try it, Nancy.
And here's
the first one's free!
Not the first one. The first three.
Oh, the first three are free.
Yes,
and then you'll get hooked, and then you'll want more. No.
And you can't see this right now, but I'm sliding these across the table.
And I'm sliding them back.
I'm going to sneak them into her bag while she's not looking.
And it's falling. Whatever.
Yes. And in Whatever. A new geeky pursuit, I've given Nancy the first three volumes of Astonishing X-Men.
You're going to make me read them and write about it for the blog, aren't you?
I'm not going to make you write about it.
Liar.
See, here's what I do with the blog. I don't ever make anyone write anything.
You just encourage people to write things.
I challenge you to write things. And like when I challenge Bria to write things, 2 days later I get a response because Bria can't say no to a writing challenge.
But I can.
Yes, you can. You don't have to write anything. I just encourage you to read these wonderful comics by Joss Whedon.
We all know about... Does anyone die horribly and get your heart ripped out? Yes, he's
no comment.
See? Oh, hey, and what did someone awesome buy you for Valentine's Day? And I know it's January, but it doesn't matter.
Yes, someone awesome sitting across from me bought me a pair of Adidas Rebel Alliance Rogue Squadron sneakers, and they are the coolest things ever.
Yeah, I did.
Ever.
And did you know that if you look up the Rogue Squadron jacket on eBay, they are over $200?
Which is a shame because I want one so bad.
Yep, that's why you didn't get one. Sorry.
It's okay. All right, that's Fixer's Flash for this week. So why don't we move into a segment we call Deke's Dirt, news from around fandom, the interwebs, and geeky culture in general. And we kick off with, I have no idea what this bullet point is.
Apparently there's going to be a Shakespeare Star Wars novel.
That's the surprise novel.
Well, they didn't say that's the surprise novel. Apparently, Knight's Archive spotted a listing on Random House's online catalog for William Shakespeare Star Wars by Ian Dosher. And the summary is, may the verse be with you, inspired by one of the greatest creative minds in the English language, and William Shakespeare, here is an officially licensed retelling of George Lucas's epic Star Wars in the style of the immortal Bard of Avon. And my favorite comment there is, now this is what you call professional fanfic.
Oh, it's Shakespearean AU!
Yes, it is! So, does that mean we can start doing all that stuff? Yeah. So, I'm just going to say, if this is the mystery novel that they said, I'm going to be really annoyed, but hopefully it's not.
Well, thankfully, I already resigned myself to being annoyed with whatever the mystery novel announcement was.
That is true. The live-action series isn't dead.
Though I'll still be surprised if it turns out as it was originally envisioned.
Yeah, apparently ABC is looking into it because now they can air things on ABC because of Disney.
Yay, Disney.
Yay. But ABC is also producing S.H.I.E.L.D.
So I want you to imagine this for a moment. Tuesday nights, starting at 9 o'clock, S.H.I.E.L.D., the television series, brought to you by Joss Whedon, followed by Star Wars, the live-action series.
Well, you could add it to the Once Upon a Time lineup and have Once Upon a Time, S.H.I.E.L.D., and then Star Wars.
That would be the greatest Sunday night ever.
Yeah, so...
And quoting Bria from the blog, or from the chat, nope, stop, can't handle the awesomeness.
Yeah.
An 8 to 10 o'clock block.
I'd actually have watched TV, maybe.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
In the episode 7 rumor mill, Zack Snyder is not working on a Star Wars movie. The first rumor was that he was, and then he came out and said, no, I'm not.
Yeah, so to preface this, there were rumors coming out from Vulture that Zack Snyder was doing a Seven Samurai themed Star Wars movie. And then a couple hours later, Snyder rep said, no, that's not true.
Yeah, shocking.
And I'd like to once again remind everyone what the word confirmed means. Confirmed doesn't mean confirmed until it comes from Lucasfilm.
What?
Say what?
That's crazy talk.
Uh-huh. So, yes, until it comes from Lucasfilm, it's not confirmed. I'm looking at you, Internet.
Actually, you're looking at me, but... Sorry.
I wish we had a webcam on us right now. I wish we had a webcam on us right now, because I just shot Nancy the dirtiest look.
That's okay.
And there's some Expanded Universe updates this week on the Rebels novels and John Jackson Miller's Kenobi novels.
Yes, John Jackson Miller tweeted that he finished the draft of Kenobi and is now proofreading it. Martha Wells also finished her draft of the Leia novel from the Rebels series and gave some tidbits on it. Most important being that about 75-80% of it is from Leia's point of view, and it takes place about 2 years after A New Hope. And James S.A. Corey, the writing team that is working on the Han novel, has started outlining their project. Also, Jen Heddle tweeted the other day, I don't think we posted about this on the blog, but she tweeted that if the Kevin Hearn novel is as funny as his outline is, it's going to be hilarious, which I was intrigued about because he's writing the Luke novel, and a Luke novel that's actually humorous? I want to read this!
But aren't all Luke novels supposed to be up to your eyeballs with wanksting?
apparently, which gives me hope that maybe possibly some of it might involve some pilots who are funny.
You mean like, oh, I don't know, a Wes Janssen or...
Maybe. I'm just considering this. I should tweet her and ask her about that.
We should ask Aaron Alston and see if there's been another author that's consulted with him of late.
But yeah, it just went through my mind because I was thinking, huh, a funny Luke novel. Well, if it's during Rogue Squadron time, that could be funny. Oh. We'll see. I'll tweet Jen Hanel and ask her.
I do have to say, I am very excited about this Rebels series. And I didn't think I would be so excited for a set of books that took place in this era. But the more I'm hearing about it, the more I am really curious and really excited to read them.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. Especially, I was glad to see the Leia novel was taking place 2 years after A New Hope. Because like the period right after is kind of getting saturated right now with Scoundrels and the new Star Wars comic, and also you've got Allegiance and Choices of One, which aren't that far out from A New Hope. So there's really the only thing that's closer to Empire is Splinter of the Mind's Eye,
and I do have to say, everything Martha Wells said about that Leia novel, I love the time placement. I love that the POV is predominantly her. It's a long overdue book in the expanded universe, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree.
And keeping in line with the whole pilots thing we were just talking about, earlier this week, Ashley Eckstein tweeted a new design she's tossing around.
Yes, and it's a Rogue Squadron thing that is either a dress or a shirt, possibly both. Because she told us they were working on a dress and a shirt. But when we tweeted about it, she tweeted back, a dress maybe? So I'd buy one.
So yeah, maybe a Rogue Squadron dress and perhaps a shirt incoming.
I'm mad though that those Rogue Squadron shoes don't come in my size, because I would totally wear a Rogue Squadron dress with Rogue Squadron shoes and be the coolest person on the block.
High five. Wow, that actually took in the recording. Fantastic. And our last little note, was it 2 days ago?
Something
Thursday,
like that.
Thursday, the Dawn of the Jedi Into the Void cover by Tim Leben was released.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool, the cover. I like it. It's got... And it has a female protagonist, which I like. The only problem is my interest in the era is kind of...
Non-existent.
Yeah. And I have so many other books on my to-read list that I don't know if I'll actually get around to reading it. But I encourage other people to. And tell me if it's good, and then I'll read it. Bria. What?
Speaking of which, I need to get Bria...
The Last Jedi?
The Last Jedi. I've got an electronic ARC from Del Rey sitting on my machine. Sorry, Bria.
I'm just looking at the chat, waiting for her to curse you.
And waiting. Here it comes.
Waiting.
Here it comes. Yes, you are, Bria. Sorry. All right, that's Deke's Dirt for this week. And with that, we move into our discussion topic of the week and Cammie's concerns. And Nancy, why don't you set the table for us?
All right, we have a topic. We don't have anything written on that topic, hence the flying from the seat of our pants. Was it last week or two? It was January 10th, so 1 week ago. Tor.com published an article called Where to Begin with Star Wars Books. And I looked at the title, the covers, and went, no, we need to do our own list.
Yeah, I think I can legitimately recommend 2 or 3 of the 6 books they put on there.
Yeah, they've got a lot of comments, too. I commented. I don't know if anyone actually responded to me, but I'll look later because I'm supposed to be podcasting right
now. You can keep podcasting. I'll look.
Okay. But so basically, the author of the article came up with categories for books and which one would be best for people who like that sort of thing. So the first one is for people who need to know what happens right after Return of the Jedi. The obvious choice is The Truce of Bakura by Kathy Tyers.
Because it is quite literally right after Return of the Jedi.
And I like the book fine. However, my option for people who need to know what happens after, not necessarily right after, but pretty soon after Return of the Jedi, would go to Luke Skywalker and the Shadows of Mindor by Matthew Stover.
Such a good book.
Yes. It's about 6 months after, but I think it's a lot better and shows you a bit more about the galaxy at large than Bakura does, because that kind of takes place in a far out area.
Yeah, Bakura is a much more constrained, intimate novel, which is great on its own merits. It is a good book.
Well, so is Mindor, but Mindor is more...
Mindor has more of that cinematic sense of grandeur than Truce of Bakura does.
Yeah, and it's just a really great book, especially if you're a Luke fan. And you haven't read Mindor, what's wrong with you? You really need to do that. Of course, if you want to know what happens after Return of the Jedi, my default answer is to hand you a copy of Heir to the Empire and go from there. Which a lot of people who commented on this article commented that Heir to the Empire was not on this list in any of the categories.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really have for those of you wanting to get in, where to begin with Star Wars books without saying number one.
Yeah, if you don't have categories involved, basically it's, do you want to read Star Wars books? The answer is yes. Then here's Heir to the Empire, basically.
Read this, then read the next book, and the one after that.
Yeah.
Now we can talk about what to read next.
Yeah. So, that's always our answer.
So, yes, I mean, this whole conversation is predicated that you're starting with Heir to the Empire.
Yes. The next category was for people who like short stories, and it was Tales from the Mos Eisley Cantina, which is fine. I would never recommend anyone start with the EU by reading one of those anthologies, though. They're good. I've read them all. But I
think I'd rather recommend something with more long-form narrative prose.
Yeah, I mean, if you read the books and you like the universe, then you can go back and read the short stories.
Yeah, once you're knee-deep in the EU, it's great to pick up these Tales of books to... Yeah. Do a little universe building, starting there is a little odd.
Yeah, and I like Tales of the New Republic and Tales of the Empire because they've got longer stories by Zahn and Stackpole, and it's also got a Jade Solitaire, which is a really, really fabulous short story, obviously about Mara. And there's also a Kip story in one of them called Civil Tricks, which is actually one of the only really Kip-centered stories that I really like because it focuses on him feeling guilty for destroying a planet, which is kind of glossed over in every other thing. So yeah.
And total sidebar, we were at Origins with Dunk and the Club Jade folks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you weren't, I was.
Yeah, you were.
I'm sorry. And I brought you back a signed book.
You did.
Mike Stackpole was talking about the original outline for New Jedi Order, and one of the things he harped on was, man, I wanted to kill Kip Duron.
Oh, that would have gotten people so mad.
I mean, Mike really wanted Kip Duron dead.
Was he gonna have it be a heroic death, or just kind of a...
I think Kip was going to be the stand-in for Anakin.
Oh, interesting. We have one woohoo and one no from the chat.
Yes, kill Kip, and no, not Kip.
Kip is one of those characters I wish they had handled a lot better than they had.
Yeah, I mean, show some legitimate remorse in a non-short story for having blown up a planet.
And you know who has said that he would really like to write a Kip novel? Matthew Stover.
Yes, please.
I would read that.
Yes, please.
Even though I don't like Kip, I would read it, and then I'd probably end up liking him after that, because...
Matthew Stover.
Yes. Oh, what's next? For people who want more Han Solo is the Han Solo trilogy by A.C. Crispin, which is good.
They're decent books in their own right.
She also mentioned Scoundrels, which just came out, and I will point to that now as the Han novel.
Yeah, I think Scoundrels might be the definitive Han novel, at least until
the other Han
novel comes out. But for right now, it's Scoundrels.
Yeah, and even I would say not necessarily Allegiance, but Choices of One is really good for Han.
Choices of One was actually a really good Han novel.
It was really good Han.
And I always say my dark horse underrated Han novel is Solo Command.
Yes, true. Unfortunately, it's part of a series.
But. Yeah, so you can't really pick it up by itself, but might be one of the better surprise uses of Han in the expanded universe.
Yeah, although I'll say that this category is kind of weird because there's a lot of Han in the EU and you don't really need to go picking around certain books to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the Zahn post-New Hope books, you've got Scoundrels, you've got the Han Solo Adventures, you've got the Han Solo Trilogy. Yeah, you got a lot of Han.
There's a whole lot of Han there.
And then you've got, for people who like romance, and it's The Courtship of Princess Leia, in which Han kidnaps Leia in order to get her to marry him, because that's romantic.
You can't see this, audience, but I'm face-palming at this recommendation.
He's double face-palming. Yeah, I don't like this book, so I wouldn't recommend it. For people who like romance, I'd probably recommend Vision of the Future, even though every other person would disagree with me because they think it's not romantic enough and there's not enough build-up to the Luke and Mara romance, to which I say, when you've read the book 50 times, you get all the subtleties and they're wonderful. But actually, now I've just thought, I have another proposal.
You have another proposal.
For romance books, and you're probably going to give me a look. But Survivor's Quest. He gave me a look.
Wait. Oh.
And for those of you who have not read Survivor's Quest, what's wrong with you?
Although, we just got a suggestion from the chat, which... Oh. I could go with that. We'll talk about it in a second.
Yes, but I'm going to defend my choice because Survivor's Quest is a Luke and Mara novel in which it's written by Zahn, so he knows how to write both of them. And it takes place about 3 years after they're married, and they haven't really seen each other a lot because of their various responsibilities. They go off on this mission together, and it's really a great book at showing how well they work together as a couple. Now they're, you know, married, and so, you know, Zahn's not going to make them all angsty and have all these problems with their relationship, because that's stupid. He just says, nope, they're a well-oiled team, this is how they work together, and, I know a lot of people were like, oh, there's no romance in this book, there's no kissing, blah, 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 but it was exactly what I wanted from a Luke and Mara novel.
It's a book...
It's
that highlights a functional relationship, yes. And there's not enough of that in the expanded universe.
Yes, and it's very subtle, and the end is just wonderful with them falling asleep in each other's arms, and then she dies. Sorry, not sorry. And the other suggestion we got from the chat from Nut is Starfighters of Adenmar.
And you know, it's one part romance, one part comedy, but don't make the mistake of thinking it's a rom-com.
It's actually Singing in the Rain in Star Wars.
It really is. It is Singing in the Rain in Star Wars, and Wes Janson is Cosmo Brown.
Yep, and Wedge is Don Lockwood, and Iella is Kathy Seldon. Yep.
And Kwai-Zux is...
Lena Lamont.
Yep.
And I can't stand him!
Oh dear.
So yes, Starfighters is wonderful, and I will say that the romantic conclusion with Wedge and Iella is probably my favorite romantic conclusion in all the EU, even between Luke and Mara.
Agree, yes.
It's just Wedge is ready to leave, and then he's like, no, I'm getting what I came for. Cockpit Wedge is coming out.
By the way, chat, if you have any suggestions for genres we could recommend EU books for, toss them our way.
I don't think you need to encourage them to give suggestions.
Oh no, they'll give us suggestions. And for people who like Pilot's humor and awesomeness, well, gee, I bet the answer here is pretty straightforward and is going to be one we agree with.
Yes.
With Tor.
Rogue Squadron. And then you will have to read all of them.
All 10.
Yay!
Of them. 10! All 10!
Yeah. If you want to start right after Return of the Jedi, you need to start with Rogue Squadron. If you'd like to start with more of the current EU, you can start with Mercy Kill.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not as familiar with the Bantam EU, but you've read New Jedi Order Onwards, you can pick up Mercy Kill and be right in there and fine.
Yep. I think we should skip the next category.
I do, too.
The next category is for people who want more Boba Fett, and we're going to that.
Yep.
Especially because I've never read this book.
Oh, no. I'm looking at the next category. No.
The next category is for people who want to know what happens between films. And, of course, the answer is Shadows of the Empire. Feline. They creep me out. My suggestion will be Allegiance and Choices of One instead of Shadows of the Empire.
I will go with Allegiance and Choices of One as well, or Scoundrels, or
Splinter of the Mind's Eye.
I think I'd go with Splinter of the Mind's Eye over Shadows of the Empire.
No!
I know Bria will be angry with me for that, but oh, I just do not like Shadows of the Empire.
I haven't read it in a long time. I remember liking parts of it.
I remember being extremely put off by Diet Han Solo.
That's probably why we didn't like Shadow Games either.
Oh, man.
This one had everyone in the comments going, what?
What?
This was for people who want to meet the Solo kids, and the suggestion is the Crystal Star.
Crystal Star to meet the Solo kids. Wow.
No, this is where I will suggest a Kevin J. Anderson novel and say if you want to read the Solo kids, you should probably just go ahead
and pick up any of them over.
Just read Young Jedi Knights if you really want to meet them when they're kids. If you want to meet them when they're adults, you can just start reading New Jedi Order.
But Crystal Star...
Yeah, no. No.
I'm starting to wonder if this tour staff has actually read these books.
The author said she's been a fan of the EU for a while. So.
Then how in her right mind does she recommend Crystal Star?
I don't know, Brian. I don't know. For people who want more Luke Skywalker and Jedi, recommend Jedi Search by Kevin J. Anderson, to which I say... No, I, Jedi by Michael Stackpole.
Yeah, I will agree. I, Jedi by Michael Stackpole.
Yes. Yes. I mean, if you want more Luke Skywalker, you read Mindor. If you want more... I can see if you want more Jedi, because this does set up the Jedi Academy, but you can read I, Jedi and still get the same idea, and it's a much better book.
I agree, and it's... I, Jedi is great because it does feature Luke Skywalker, but if you really want to get a look at the Jedi culture, Mike Stackpole does a fabulous job establishing how the Academy works and who the important players are in one very clear, concise, and rather unique book. It was the first... Is this still the only book done in first person?
Yep.
That seems like a shame. There should be some other first-person novels in the EU. Just because there are interesting characters that could carry a book like that.
Yeah. Oh, there's bits of sacrifice in first-person. Moving on.
Moving on from sacrifice. Speaking of books we won't be recommending anytime soon.
And this is the best category. For people who wish Star Wars was more like rebooted Battlestar Galactica, they recommend Vector Prime and the New Jedi Order series.
And now I'm picturing Leia glaring at someone and says, Airlock!
She should have done that to a lot of people in that series.
She really should have. Airlock them.
Yeah. Yeah. I really can't argue with this category. Because... What? You
sorry.
Seem concerned.
Sorry, the live feed was doing a little funny thing.
Oh. Yeah, I can't disagree with this category.
If you want some Battlestar Galactica in your Star Wars, read New Jedi Order.
what any other categories you can think of?
If you want more heist caper.
Scoundrels.
If
you want more humor, I would say start with the Wraith novels.
Yes, definitely start with the Wraith novels. Although Shadows of Mindor might be a good place for you, too. There were some funny elements in there.
True.
But, yeah, definitely the Wraith novels. Books 5, 6, 7, and 10
mm-hmm.
of the X-Wing series are fantastic for if you're looking for a little more levity in your Star Wars books.
Yes.
If you want more Walking Dead in your Star Wars.
Death Troopers. I would say if you want more insight into the Star Wars prequels, I would say read Darth Plagueis.
Yes, because as many people have told me, you will never look at episode one the same way again.
It makes it a lot better. I read Darth Plagueis right before Phantom Menace 3D came out, and watching that movie was a lot more interesting after reading Darth Plagueis. I'd say also Outbound Flight, but Outbound Flight is more of a... I wouldn't really put that as a starter novel, because you really should read Heir to the Empire and that trilogy before you go to Outbound Flight.
Yeah, Outbound Flight is not one of the books I'd recommend for someone getting into the EU. Once you're in there, it's a fantastic book, though.
Although, if you do read Survivor's Quest, you then should read Outbound Flight.
Yeah.
And then read Survivor's Quest again.
Someone in the chat suggests, if you want to have your heart ripped out, any Stover novel. I'll also add a 50-50 coin flip on an Alston novel.
Yes. Agreed. What else? If you want to know more about the Sith, you should probably read the Darth Bane books.
Yes, Drew Karpyshyn's Darth Bane books. Mm-hmm. They have a pretty... They're pretty well regarded among fans of Sith stuff.
Yeah. If you want to know more about Obi-Wan Kenobi, you can read John Jackson Miller's upcoming Kenobi, which apparently now has a release date of September 24th.
I will also recommend Matthew Stover's Revenge of the Sith novelization if you want to know more about Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now, you'd think that a film novelization wouldn't tell you anything new, but this is the dramatic exception. What Stover managed to do with that book, just reach into your chest, pull out your heart, throw it on the floor, and stomp on it.
That's why I haven't read it yet.
There's a reason I've only read it once. And yes, Bria, I'm going to reread it soon.
When he's done with Scoundrels.
And what if you want to read more about Star Wars video games? Yeah, some of the Old Republic books, but I absolutely do not recommend Revan. I am still angry about what Revan did with some great characters.
Maybe Deceived?
Deceived could work. I liked
Deceived. Did you read Deceived, Bria, for your Waru train?
I do know she read Annihilation.
She just said Annihilation was quite good, so.
So Annihilation's another one by Drew Karpyshyn, who mm-hmm. apparently is the czar of the Old Republic era now.
Yeah. I read Deceived by Paul Kemp, and I liked it. If you've seen that trailer for the Old Republic game, it kind of takes place right after that and involves kind of the main character, the Darth Malgus, and the Jedi who's killed in the trailer. It's about his old Padawan's quest for revenge. And it's actually really good. I like it a lot. So.
Any other genres or at least recommendations we can throw at people?
Zahn.
Just read Zahn.
I'm trying to think.
The problem is we haven't had much in the way of post Return of the Jedi books
that aren't standalones.
5 to 10 years that I can recommend as an entry point.
Mm-hmm.
It's very muddied in years and years and years of continuity, and if I'm being honest, just aren't that good.
Yeah. Someone recommended Scourge. I started to read it, but never got through it. But I guess if you want some more standalone novels, you can read that one.
Of note, just crossing through Twitter, John Jackson Miller's... Oh, you did. Sorry.
When talking about the Kenobi book.
Sorry, I was...
not paying attention.
I was scanning various recordy thingies.
Yes, the Kenobi release date is apparently September 24th.
September 24th.
Repeating that again.
September 24th.
Yes. Bria suggested the Yoda Dark Rendezvous book if you want more Yoda and Dooku.
And who doesn't want more Yoda and Dooku in their lives?
Palpatine.
Yes. Yes, Palpatine.
If you want to know more about Palpatine, read Darth Plagueis.
Yes.
It's surprisingly, it's surprisingly really, really big on Palpatine. I guess maybe not surprisingly because, it's about his master. But yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, so, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
now I feel old. Sorry. I saw something on Tumblr saying, "Happy 32nd birthday, Buffy Ann Summers, January 19th, 1981.
Come back, Nancy. Come back.
Yeah. Sorry, Buffy.
Sorry, Buffy.
Your life sucks.
So, you think of anything else to recommend at this point? I mean, I could go pull up my introductory guide to the post-Return of the Jedi expanded universe. See if there's anything there.
I think we're good.
We're good?
I'm going to recommend a series if you really love the EU and want to try
something
else.
Why don't we segue out to that? If you like any of these EU books, we can give some other recommendations of non-Star Wars books to pick up because we're equal opportunity geeks here, right?
Mage Worlds.
So can we talk for a minute about how I wish that more of the expanded universe was like Mage Worlds?
Yes.
This is how you do a galactic apocalypse plot done right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make the plot the central focus or the event.
Yes.
You channel everything through the characters and you make whatever the doomsday thing is periphery to the characters. So there's so many good characters
there really
in these
are.
Books.
Yes.
And they're page turners not because something's just blown up here or things are going to hell in a handbasket there. They're page turners because the characters are so utterly compelling.
Yeah, and it's very similar to Star Wars in tone. It's space opera. There's a lot of similar things with the EU. So if you're an EU fan, I think you'll pretty much take to Mage Worlds easily. And also on Tor.com, which is a good blog and you should subscribe to it, they had an article about why they should make Episode 7 follow the plot of The Price of the Stars.
And I read through this and I'm like, yes, yes.
And then I went on Tumblr and casted all the Price of the Stars characters as Star Wars characters.
And then I was sad because this will never happen.
No.
No.
What else? What other science fiction?
If you liked Heir to the Empire or you liked Scoundrels in particular.
Icarus Hunt.
Yes, The Icarus Hunt by Timothy Zahn. It's like film noir meets space opera.
It's wonderful.
So good.
So good. Jordan McHale is awesome.
Now available in ebook format. If you're looking for a good standalone science fiction novel to pick up, go grab The Icarus Hunt.
Yeah.
Or someone in the chat describes it. The Icarus Hunt, if Corin Horn was actually cool.
Aww, I love Corin.
if Corin Horn was less full of himself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan Mikkel isn't as full of himself.
No, and Jordan Mikkel's had much more of a hard knock life.
Yeah.
Well, that is Cammy's concerns for this week. Our recommendations for genre fiction in the expanded universe, as it were.
Yep.
Lots of good stuff there. Our list contains quite a bit less Kevin J. Anderson, though.
Yes.
And 100 infinitely less Voda McIntyre.
Ugh, yes.
Hey, chat, you got any questions for us? We have a.
Are you asking those two for questions?
Yes, we're asking those two for questions.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
I know. If you got any questions for us, we will take them. So we are not going to be back next week.
No.
But we will be back the week after.
Where will we be next week, Brian?
We'll be on a boat.
We're on a boat! I'm not going to sing the rest of it.
I'm not either.
Yes, we're going to be on a boat to the Bahamas.
Oh boy, why did I ask them for questions?
How is it that we're in the same room? Well, you might know about this thing called air travel. And I got on a plane and I flew to Houston and then I got off that plane and got on another plane and flew to Seattle.
And here's where we are.
Brian, why haven't you finished Scoundrels yet? Bria wants to know.
Because I read at a glacially slow pace.
Yep, that's true.
She also wants to know, do either of you want to reread Crystal Star with me?
No.
No.
Reader's Timeline says, out and about in a boat, or as they say, where my family's from, out in a boot.
Out and about, though. I am very close to the Canadian border.
You are. Yes. Bria says, damn, we're not reading Crystal Star.
Shucks.
No.
So, yes, this was a bit of a shorter podcast this week, but we were flying by the seat of our pants, and we both have other plans for today.
And I'm still tired. I did manage to sleep until 6:30 this morning, which is infinitely better than past occurrences when I woke up at 4:30 in the morning.
Trying to adjust to West Coast time.
Yeah, I do fine when I go to Europe. But I come to the West Coast and it's like, nope.
Well, going from west to east, I find is better on my body clock than going from east to west.
Probably.
And on that note. And on that bombshell. Sorry, I was putting a little Jeremy Clarkson in there, Top Gear. On this program.
This is why we need a webcam.
Nancy wears a hat.
This is why we need a webcam, because I'm giving him my best Michaela Maroney look.
Bria wears a hat, and I wear one with things on it. And we're just going to go ahead and wrap up the show there. Thank you for listening to another episode of Tashi Station Radio. You can find us on Twitter with the handles Tashi_Station. That is the official show account. You can find Nancy with Nancy Pants. That's Nancy with an I. You can find me with @LaneWinry, LaneWinree. On Facebook, we are the Tashi Station Network. We are available on Google+. We are also in the iTunes Store and the Xbox Marketplace. If you like what you hear, please do leave us a review. It does help us grow the show. You can find our columns and news at Tashi-Station.net. That is the official blog of the show. Thank you for listening to another episode. And we will catch you next week.
No, you won't, because we'll be on a boat.
We will catch you the week after.
Bye!
This podcast has been brought to you by Solo Sound as the official podcast of TashiStation.net. All Star Wars names, music, and logos are the property of their respective trademark and copyright holders. Tashi Station Radio is not endorsed by Lucasfilm or any division of the company. Now go pick up some power converters.